y'all shut the hell up and listen to this?
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Oh, chills.
On 102.5 KZOK.
It's Sarah with your filthy forecast. Oh, the weather was so nice yesterday. I grabbed my knobstick and went for a nice walk.
Oh, what the hell is it?
My knobstick.
Okay, sounds dirty, so it must be right.
I saw a wankapin lotus growing. I saw a tufted titmouse. And
okay, you've lost your mind.
Red-billed oxpecker. Oh, so many birds. I thought I saw a barn swallow, but I might have been wrong about that one. Well, well, enjoy the peep show. Today is going to hit that magic spot. Plus one. 70 degrees today.
Okay, I get it.
Tomorrow, we'll be showering together. 3 days in a row. It's a threesome, but far less complications. I'll always take a good hard look at the weather.
Oh, come on!
Join me next time.
This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
What is wrong with these people?
And the home of classic rock.
Oh, good one!
102.5 KZOK. 102.5 KZOK. Still to come on the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
The big news of the day is next. Who will be the new drummer for the Foo Fighters?
Me.
That would work out pretty cool.
Totally.
But there is a heavy hitter and fan favorite who says, no, it is not me. Rumors are false.
Wow.
What Seattle sports legend is set to make a massive payday despite long being retired?
Oh, that's interesting.
You'll find out more because the details are in the big news of the day in less than five.
It's the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, 102.5. KZOK, the home of classic rock. Danny Bonaducci and the big news of the day.
The big news of the day is brought to you by Goldberg Jones Divorce Men. Give them a call at 1-800-DIVORCE or go online at goldbergjones.com.
The number of satellites and other space junk orbiting Earth is now making it harder to watch the stars.
Oh, wow. Did anybody tell Paul about this?
Our producer's just worried about stuff falling out of the sky and hitting his house.
Right.
In this case, it's everything that's staying up there. Astronomers are saying that all the debris is adding more light pollution to the night sky, making photographs of space more difficult to capture. And when we look up in the night sky, it's more cluttered and we can't see the stars.
That is craziness.
They said there are currently about 7,600 satellites orbiting Earth.
That's a lot of satellites.
They believe it's going to be as many as 100,000 by the year 2030.
Yeah, but I'll be dead, so I don't care.
I don't believe that to be the case, Danny.
Then I don't care. I won't be 100 years old.
In 7 years?
Oh, I'll still be dead, but not for that reason.
Danny. All right, the guy who just won the largest Powerball jackpot in history.
Yeah.
His name is Edwin Castro, and we told you he bought a very fancy place in the Hollywood Hills.
Cool.
For $25.5 million.
That's not that much.
$25.5 million?
In the Hollywood Hills? No, it's not.
Well, he has now purchased a second one, and that one was a bargain at just $4 million.
Same thing, Hollywood Hills?
This one was in Altadena.
Ooh, that's kind of nowhere.
Don't know why he bought this. Why do you need two houses, you know, down the road from each other? And while it may sound like a lot to a lot of us, $25 million for a house.
Yeah.
They said that is 3% of his winnings.
Jeez Louise, it's kind of cool. God bless him. Whew.
Pearl Jam drummer Matt Cameron is shutting down the rumor that he will be replacing Taylor Hawkins in the Foo Fighters.
Oh, wow. Does he have both arms?
Yeah, most of them do. I think it's just Rick Allen.
Oh, we should do more of them. That'd be fun.
So Matt Cameron is a legendary drummer, but he took to social media and said, FYI, the internet rumors are false. I have not joined the Foos.
Oh, but it's a good rumor, though. I like it.
Well, and it would make sense because Matt Cameron's played for a bunch of different people. But so far, we've heard a bunch of rumors, but we do not know who is going to replace Taylor Hawkins.
Ringo.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to stick around for too much longer.
But he'd be another one like me that would be dead by that time.
Yeah, I don't think Ringo Starr is going to be joining the Foo Fighters, but that would be pretty spectacular to see.
What about his kid? His kid's a really good drummer.
Maybe. They need a drummer for the Foo Fighters.
I think that would be cool.
One of the highest paid players on the Cincinnati Reds will be Ken Griffey Jr.
Wait, what?
Now, the kid has not played a game since the year 2010. But back then, he had a kind of a wonky contract that will see him paid through the year 2025.
And I'll be dead.
So, Ken Griffey Jr., he will be paid $3.6 million this year. That is part of this arrangement. Now, $3.6 million is more than all of the players except for three. So he is one of the highest paid players for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Griffey Jr., despite not having played since 2010.
You're the sports expert around here. You think he can do it?
Do I think he could play?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? He's collecting money. He's on your payroll. You should make him play.
But what if he's no good?
How old is Ken Griffey Jr., Waldo?
50-something. Let's see.
How's that Google Foo going there, Waldo?
Yeah, that was pretty quick.
That was quick. That's what she said.
What is it? How old?
53.
53. So he could totally play.
So he hasn't played in just about his whole life?
Your math is off.
It is?
Yeah. He's 53. Okay. He hasn't played a game since 2010.
Right.
So he hasn't played in 13 years.
Okay. A quarter of his life.
He did take batting practice like 2 weeks ago in front of the Team USA.
Oh, that's cool.
And he was hitting them out still.
Was he really? That would be neat.
So it's fun thinking about baseball because guess what happens on Thursday?
Baseball.
Baseball's back, baby. All the teams will be playing on Thursday, of course, including your Seattle Mariners. Woo!
Woo!
Big news of the day is brought to you by Goldberg Jones, Divorce for Men, 1-800-DIVORCE, or online, goldbergjones.com. Coming up next is Danny Bonaducci's take. Danny has an opinion on painting your own house, inside or out, just don't do it. Hear Danny Bonaducci's take next on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Sure, I saw some red flags.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
He's weird.
He's a nerd.
Here's Danny Bonaducci's take.
He's perfect for you.
Here's my take on why you should never paint your own bathroom. Do you really think you have the time, skills, and tools to do that? If so, you're a better man than I am. A little touch-up, maybe, but starting from scratch? Absolutely not. You'd be surprised. This is a dangerous job. I'm vertically challenged. I need to stand on a stepping stool. What, do you want me to get killed? And that tape that's supposed to give you those good, clean lines? It never works. It always leaks. Anytime I've tried to paint, it always ends up costing twice as much. You have to pay somebody to undo what I just did. Here's a question. How many Bonaduccis does it take to paint a bathroom? How would I know? I don't do it. So here's my take. Don't do it, and you'll never find out.
An iHeart Radio station. From the Muckle Shoot Bingo Studio. Your home for Machingo.
Little Hand says it's time to rock
and roll. KZOK-FM HD1 Seattle. This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Bring the noise.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Download the free iHeart Radio app for all your music, radio, and podcasts.
Well, we're talking about having relationships with exes, maybe still being friends with the family of your ex, but that is not something Danny Bonaducci believes in. You know, people have rules when it comes to relationships. Are you one of those people as well? Danny and I will take your calls about this after music from Tom Petty on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station. 102.5 KZOK.
Well, we were talking about relationships with exes, being friends or having a relationship with your ex's family. And some of our listeners said they have good reason. They've got kids, so they're still in touch with the grandparents.
Sure.
Even if they're divorced.
Right.
One thing you said, Danny, and you've said this ever since I've known you, is you are not okay with your wife being friends with her exes.
No, not a chance. And I would not suspect my wife of doing anything wrong. That's not her vibe at all. But here's my rule on exes for boys and girls, whatever it is. If you've seen my wife naked, you're never going to be friends with her. I can't take it. I don't want it. And I've been called ridiculous for it. We're grown people. I'm sorry. And this, I told somebody this in Life Coach one time. I said, all you have to do is say, it's hurting my feelings. Mm-hmm. Then if they don't do it, man, that's a real problem. But yeah, I don't agree with people being friends with their exes. So like, let's go to dinner. Let's have lunch. We'll talk about them. Nope. Hate it.
Well, other than being friends with an ex, we want to hear from you guys now at 800-252-1025. What's another relationship example you think is not cool to do? So Danny's saying not cool to be friends with the ex.
Yeah, I got a lot of rules.
But what's another relationship example you think is not cool to do? Give us a call, 800-252-1025, or text us at 90627. I heard recently Somebody say, well, at least this was a political argument. Then somebody was on one side of the argument. Somebody was on the other. And he said, well, at least I control the way the voting goes in my house.
What?
Meaning he dictates who his wife votes for?
Yeah, that's what I get out of that statement. I think it's crazy.
Not cool.
Not cool.
And that's why voting, like, I miss, it's one of the things that bums me out about living here in Washington is I miss going to the actual polls. And it would certainly be a lot easier to have your own voice heard if you've got a stupid husband like that who wants to dictate how you vote.
It's what makes America great, your right to vote. I think it would be silly. I feel that it would be wasted, although the guy won. I think that's a good one.
Danny, another one for me, dressing the same.
Oh, my God, it's right here on my paper.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. dressing alike, yeah. And Amy, when I mentioned it to her, she said, well, we're known to do that. I said, yeah, well, we're stupid. Don't dress alike.
You guys dressed alike, and it was adorable. You wore matching tracksuits.
Yeah, that we got in a really weird part of New Jersey or New Jersey.
Yeah, I thought that was adorable, but like that was for a reason.
Yeah, that was a gag.
Right.
I don't know if I was rummaging through her stuff. Yeah, okay, I was rummaging through Amy's stuff. And I found pictures, and they were nice. They were family and this, but I looked through them just in case, and damn if I didn't find a picture of her smiling, beaming at this very handsome guy named Victor. And I went, what happened? What is this? And she couldn't even understand what I was talking about. It's a picture. Why are you doing it? I said, is that an old boyfriend? And she said, well, yeah, it's from college. And finally, I realized the error of my ways, that I was being super weird, but be careful with the pictures that you keep around your house. Your husband and wife is going to find them.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station, 102.5 KZOK.
We're getting ready for Danny Bonaducci. Life coach Alexa in Seattle wants to talk with Danny because she's got a daughter who's a good kid, but at 26 still living at home, and she wants her to get out there and experience independence. Well, what will Danny tell her? Well, I'll find out. Danny Bonaducci, life coach, is after Steppenwolf on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Man, you're really stupid in the morning, aren't you?
On 102.5 KZOK.
Danny Bonaducci, life coach.
Danny Bonaducci, life coach. He is here to help you out one question at a time. No matter what's going on in your life, if you want Danny's help, he is here for you. Just email lifecoach@kzok.com. Here's Alexa in Seattle.
Hey, Alexa, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much for asking. What can I do for you?
I have a beautiful, wonderful, really good girl, 26 years old. You know, she cleans up. She helps out around the house. She's a great kid. But she's 26, and she's still living at home.
Count your blessings, young lady. My kids don't do anything that cool. Your kids rock. They're doing just fine. But what do you have a question for the life coach? Let me hear it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, you know, when I was 26, I was already out living on my, like, I feel like she's missing out. And I don't know if that's, I don't know, is that a good thing or is it a bad thing? Do I let her, like, I see both sides of it. Like, it's good that she's home saving money or whatever. But isn't there something to living on your own and having your, you know, own?
There is. You know, I didn't go to college and I feel like I missed out a lot. So there is part of that. But your kid pays rent.
Yeah.
Seems like she is a smart kid. I say count your blessings.
So don't worry about her missing out on her life and freedom. And
not for this. You can worry about your kid all you want. I worry about my kids all the time. But your kid lives on, pays you rent. She's very responsible. I like it. Don't make any wild moves here. She's a real good kid and she's going to be fine.
Okay, I'm going to trust you.
Oh, thank you. That's why I'm the life coach.
Yes, thank you so much.
Sure.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
That's all the time we have for Danny Bonaducci, life coach, but you can always get through lifecoach@kzok.com.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Somebody give me a wake-up call or I'll sleep right through.
On 102.5 KZOK.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Our social media question of the day. We are asking, we all spend time in the kitchen. What is one thing you think all kitchens should have? Answer now on the KZOK Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or send your voice to the studios by using the TalkBack feature on the free iHeartRadio app.
I think all kitchens should have a great cook, that's for sure.
Good morning. Everyone should have a chef in their kitchen so I don't have to cook.
Ooh, that would be nice. Waldo, what are we seeing on social media? The KZOK Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
On Facebook and Instagram, a lot of people are agreeing with the TalkBacks. A personal chef. That would be wonderful. Early Hippie on Instagram with my favorite answer. He says food. Yes, every kitchen needs food. P. Moore, 1968, says a cast iron skillet, and Megan says a sink.
Danny, what do you think?
A microwave. If you don't have a microwave, you're some kind of hippie. A microwave.
I remember one time I went to my brother's house. He didn't have a microwave, and I didn't know how to heat up a can of soup. But something I learned I think all kitchens should have is a garbage disposal.
Oh, yeah.
I lived in a house that didn't have one, and, ooh, man, that's just gross. You have to, like, have a catch thing in there, and it's all, ew. Well, we look forward to hearing and seeing your answers. What is one thing you think all kitchens should have? It's the social media question of the day on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
102.5 KZOK. Still to come on the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
We're minutes away from the news. Din Tai Fung, it's the end of an era, Danny.
What? No, I love that place.
Something sad just happened. We will give you the latest. Also, a flight to Seattle got all sorts of jacked up after someone wanted to exit via the slide.
You can't do that.
Nope. The news is in minutes.